Good morning. Hello, world. This is Mark Seebach.
And Mariah.
And It Is Time is now on the line. And we're so glad to be with you today. If you haven't been here before, well, just hold on a second. Before we start our show, we normally like to thank creation and be grateful for this wonderful day and this wonderful opportunity to speak to new people and make new friends. So if you'd like to follow along, you've listened before, that's fine. And if not, just listen, and if it touches your heart, perhaps you'll do it too. All right. Thank you, creation, for the gift of this day. In honor of this gift, I will live every moment as the present that it is. And that's all there is to it. Just giving a little gratefulness to that which allows. And today we want to talk a little bit about the dedication today in Reykjavik, Iceland, of the Imagine Peace Tower by Yoko Ono, who is has created this work of light art. And it was requested way back in 1967 by her, not husband yet, but just acquaintance, John Lennon. And at the time in 1967, they didn't have the technology to do it. And she didn't know how she was going to do it. Well, today the technology exists and it's being unveiled today, and it is Imagine Peace, and it is a light tower, and it's in Reykjavik, Iceland. And I think it's just so great that at this time that we need this hope that this is being unveiled. What do you think, Mariah?
I think it's awesome. I watched the video on it with Yoko Ono asking people to come to ImaginePeace.com on October 9th to see the unveiling of it, and it's just beautiful. There's actually no tower. It's just light. Just light shines up to the sky, and it's absolutely gorgeous. And
I look at it as a beam of love. And, this tribute befits the enlightened soul that was and is John Lennon, and I, for one, am grateful for the informative and uplifting teaching this musical prophet and his co-writer, Paul McCartney, gave us to teach and learn from. And Yoko's love is everlasting, as will this, her gift, be to us all. So go to ImaginePeace.com. I mean, keep us on, just minimize us, and go to ImaginePeace.com, and perhaps you can see it being unveiled right now. I'm not sure of the time, and I believe there's Greenwich Mean Time, but it may be an hour earlier than Greenwich Mean Time, so it may not be time yet. I don't know the exact time it's going to happen. But it's certainly something that we can do. Although normally we don't play music, and I think it's time for a little tune. And let's all imagine.
Imagine all the
Happy birthday, John. Happy birthday, my brother. Thank you, Yoko. Well, just you. I got all that stuck in me. Anyway.
Laugh it out, Dad.
Yeah. imagine, folks. Imagine. Because when we image peace, we can manifest it. It's always been there for you. It's going to be there now. I'm all taken aback by that because I'm so overwhelmed by this magnificent gesture. I hope you all are too, because it's important. It's very important. It's where we're going, folks. And I hope you're along for the ride because it's so wonderful. It is so wonderful. So, on that note, I was thinking maybe we could talk about imagination and what it really means. And possibly also, and I hate to go negative, and it's not really negative, we'll discuss fear a little bit and how it has the potential of having you locked within yourself so that you can't be who you are. Matt, what do you think, Mariah? What do you imagine? What are some of the things that your dreams are as a 22-year-old for this world?
More plants growing and stuff like that. Like, if you actually like actual dreams, I've had dreams of where, like, I know something's happened, something big has occurred, and it's like the aftermath, and it's just beautiful, just living out. You know, I never realized how confining it was being in apartments and in the middle of a city stuff, but I was spending a lot of time out in the mountains, and I think that's what it's going to be like. I imagine that's what it's going to be like. It's going to be like everybody living out in the country.
Well, living out in the country, well, we are all living out in the country.
Well, yeah.
And really, if you're in a city, you're in the country, it's just covered by concrete and asphalt. And
yucky.
Well, it's not yucky, it's not alive. And that's what's missing in many, many of our lives is that touch with the living, breathing planet. My image is of a world where we're neighbors and we're all friends. And not a neighbor that you just nod to because you're too busy with your life, but a neighbor who you know and you love, and you know his family and you know her family, and they know the neighbor next to them, and you know the neighbor next to them, and it's all a community again. Yes, we have that on some level, but normally it's people are just too busy to be community-oriented. They're just too caught up. If it doesn't affect their lives, it doesn't affect their children, yes, you'd be part of a school community and a PTA. But even those things, it's very a small majority of the people who it would be possible to participate, actually participate. And usually it's not because they don't care. It's because they are numb to these most important things. And it's comes from not using the imagination and not connecting to the natural, physical, living earth that you're blocked. And it's not only the concrete and the asphalt of this reality in a city. It's also the concrete and asphalt that we build up to protect ourselves from that which we fear. Does that make sense to you, Mariah?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. I say things sometimes, and it's like, Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. So it's kind of weird. We have anybody out there listening. We do want callers. It's what this is about. It hasn't been because, well, we haven't had that many callers. Thanks so much to... I forgot her name. Oh, Allison, I'm sorry. I drew a blank. I could see her face, but I drew a blank. Allison, she was our caller last week, and she has a show, Invisible by Numbers, on Monday evenings, and you should check her out on BBS Radio Network, because she is truth. She truly is a wonderful person, and... she really knows what she's doing. But, yeah, if there's any other callers, please call and add what, tell us what you think about the Imagine Peace Project and Tower, what you feel about John Lennon's music, what you fear, and why you fear it. And if you don't fear anything, call in and tell us why you don't fear anything. But any of those things. And the numbers to call are 1-877-876-5227. And that's in the U.S. only. In Canada only, it's 1-888-815-9756. And then there's the direct line. It's 1-530-876-3222. We're always waiting your call. We're just filling in when we speak. It's nice to have a conversation with my daughter.
We do it a lot, though. So we want to have a conversation with you guys.
Right, and want to know and learn from you. So please call, because it's hard to have a show that's listener-oriented when the listeners don't call. So please do call. I'd love to hear your voice. So come on and let's talk. So we have this thing that where we aren't connecting and we feel blocked as far as the asphalt and the concrete. And many people have that around their hearts and around their psyche, actually their emotions. And I had kind of a revelation last night. I don't know if I'd call it a revelation. It's more of an impression. An impression of truth is the best way to describe what I receive. And my impression of truth last night was... it is time to stop living through your mind. It is time to start living through your heart, which means to let your emotions go, which means release them. Don't hold them in. Because the whole reason we hold back our emotions is because we're afraid that we may say something truthful that's from our heart.
Be rejected.
Right, but that's the fear of being rejected, but our fear is that if we say what we really feel, that's really us, that not only the fear of rejection, but the fear of offending someone, of laying yourself out there for the world to see that, and you can get hurt by that. And, but it's time. It's time. We've lived by our minds and our wit and our thinking. And how we doing, folks? Isn't the world a great place to be?
Woo-hoo.
Yeah. Yes, we are out here. Many, many, many of us, the majority of us who love and only seek love and a peaceful world. But because of what we've been taught, what we've been indoctrinated with and what we've been mind-washed with, we won't let our emotions out. Oh, you don't want to go to him. He's too emotional. Well, I'd rather have someone who's emotional because then I know he has a passion for what it is and that he is more likely to be speaking truth than if he controls and manipulates and, oh, I can let this much out, hold back this much. And truth is letting go of secrets. Do you agree?
Yes.
Yeah. And what are your thoughts on this, Mariah?
I think it's true. I think if we do need to stop living in our heads. Like, whenever someone around us says something out of the box or whatever, we're taught to think it's crazy. But that's part of that being in your head. You assume that person is because they're different, so you're rejecting them when they're just being truthful and out there. And people do it to other people all the time. I see it all the time. And it should be that we just accept everybody.
As they are?
Yeah.
Yeah. And most of the time we do, except when we want to play the game of, look at what she's wearing. Doesn't she look ridiculous? Or, did you see what he did? Man, he's crazy. And we make fun and point. And it's don't feel bad if you've done that because it's a game that's been played by humans for so long. It's just don't believe it. Don't take it serious. You're playing a game. At that point, it's just a game. But when you take it serious and start making your judgments along these little game-type things, well, then you're not being truthful, and it's harmful and hurtful. And that's what a lot of the drama in your lives are about, is hiding things from those that you love or hiding those things from those that are in contact with you because you don't think that you'll be accepted maybe if your little dark secret is out, whatever it may be, or because of whatever. Don't doubt yourselves. You should never doubt yourself, as long as it is yourself that's speaking, and it's your truthful understanding of your perceptions, because that's what we communicate. And if we don't communicate honestly, then we're all getting a skewed view of what's going on around us.
And what I notice is, like how you said, when they play a little game of pointing out people's things, it's when people are insecure about themselves, they point things out about other people, is what I've noticed. And if you were happy and secure with yourself, then you wouldn't point out the other person. So then that person wouldn't be insecure about themselves, point out another person. It's kind of like a chain reaction. So if we just stop it with just ourselves and be happy with ourselves and not insecure, then maybe it would stop.
Well, yeah, it would, and probably it would. And tell you the truth, if you put yourself out there, there's no reason to be insecure. Because insecurity is whether you'll be accepted for who you are once they find out who you are. So you put up this mask, this facade of who you are. You project who you are. And if it's not who you are, you'll always be insecure that, what if they find out who I really am? What if? And I say, what if? Think of it as those letters assembled and spiraling down a drain. And what ifs create that
doubt.
It creates that doubt, but I'm trying to put an image, create an image in your mind of what ifs can do. And that is, if you put those in a line, say it's like a Disney film, and it says, what if, and they're all in a line, and all of a sudden they start spiraling downward, and then you see that it's continues, because what if continues, but it just continues down and disappears down into a drain. That's what your mind does. start with the what ifs. You get caught up in your mind, and it's what if and what if, and what happens if this happens, and what well, if it does, what good you thinking about it doing to correct it or create the situation so the what ifs don't happen in a negative way. You see what I'm saying? In that you get caught up in your mind with all the doubts and insecurities. And in the meantime, that time that you spent within your mind worrying about the doubts and insecurities, you have not been aware of what's happening in that moment. Do you understand, Mariah? Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
And this is part of the fear problem. And you know what I've kind of discovered?
What?
Is that the biggest fear that people have, and the hardest one they have of letting go,
mm-hmm.
is the fear of not fearing. In that they're afraid not to be afraid. Does that, you understand that one?
Kind of.
Okay, well,
why don't you elaborate?
Well, they're afraid not to be afraid because they're afraid that if they're not afraid, they won't be forewarned of some impending doom or danger or something that's going to happen, or because we've all been taught that fear is our friend. It saves us from things. It is what keeps us alive. It is what makes our existence possible, because when we fear, ooh, we'll get away from a dangerous situation. Well, no. And here's why. Because all fear breeds and grows is more fear.
Mm-hmm.
There's a phrase. We've said be awakened before, and that we have become awakened, and I don't think that's correct terminology. I think we've come to awareness, and we're living in awareness, which is living every moment. It doesn't mean that you're focused on what every moment thing is going on, but you are aware of every moment and what's going on around you. And that way, you adhere to an old age wisdom, which is be aware. That is an old age wisdom. It's been convoluted and changed into a negative connotation.
Beware.
Yes. The truth is, be aware. The corruption of that has become beware. So from positive knowing what is going on around you to fear, watch out, something's coming. Can you see the parallel and the positive to the negative?
Mm-hmm.
In that, what do you think about that, Mariah?
I think that's true. That has absolute truth. It seems when people tell you things, or when the news tells you things, it's kind of like how everybody always complains about the news only shows the bad stuff, never shows good things happening going around. Well, it's kind of a tool that whoever they are, with the quotations, are using to make people fearful, to leave their own house, to walk down the street. That if you we watch all these, my mom especially loves CSI and Law and Order, and people get so wrapped up into these shows, and it's like, what are you watching? You are watching everything about the bad people in this world. And it makes people think that they're everywhere. If you step out your door, look in a dark corner because there's going to be a guy there about to mug you. And if you're walking the dogs late at night, watch out because there's bad people out there everywhere. They're everywhere, and they're looking for you. You're the prey. And it's just not like that. Yes, there are bad people out there, but the majority of the people are just like you. They're scared, too. They're most probably, it's just like when you see a snake, or a garter snake, and people flip out. Well, that snake's more afraid of you than you are of them, and that's probably what most of the people walking past you are thinking, too. It's like, well, I hope that's not one of the crazy ones.
Yes, that is truth also, and I'm laughing because it's so amusing, because I walk my dog whenever they're ready to be walked. They should have a set schedule, but they let me know, and it may be at 1:30 or 2 o'clock in the morning, or it may be at 9 o'clock at night, or maybe at 6 o'clock, or whatever, and I step outside my door and I don't fear anything. I enjoy the whatever, the heat, the cold, the sun, the darkness, the stars, the clouds, the antics of my and behaviors of my dogs, and I'm aware of all that's around me. And could a bullet fly from nowhere and hit me? And yes, but why should I be afraid of that? If it happens, it happens. And then we deal with it in that awareness of the moment that it happens and the time afterwards. And, geez, get out of your heads, folks.
Because I don't know. I don't care how afraid you are how afraid I am. I know I'm not going to see a bullet coming.
Right.
Doesn't matter how scared you are, you can stay in your house.
Nuclear war, definite possibility. And I'm going to make a statement here, and maybe it's been said, maybe it hasn't. I wrote it down, but here we go. And so you can quote this. There will be a threat of nuclear war as long as the only nation to use nuclear weapons upon human beings is in possession of nuclear weapons. Now, I'm a human being, first and foremost. My home is planet Earth, first and foremost. I am also a citizen of the nation of the United States of America. And after that, I am patriotic to that nation and its ideals, but I am not, no matter what, my country, right or wrong. I'm sorry. I am not. It is my choice. It is my free will. For me, personally, that no, it is not my country, right or wrong. The celebration yesterday of Columbus Day was fine for Italian Americans if they wished to have pride in an explorer who came to this continent in the 1500s. Christopher Columbus did not discover anything except for land, water, trees, life, including human beings. So, what did he discover? Nothing. He bumped in to a land that was already occupied. A land full of life. And since that time, call it progress, call it manifest destiny, call it genocide. This is not the continent that Christopher Columbus bumped into. It's truth. It's fact. And we as Americans just need to accept that everything about America isn't great, isn't perfect, isn't the way the world should be. I love my country. I love the ideals of this country. I love the people of this country when they're not being ignorant. We've been ignorant now. We, collectively, all of us, have been ignorant. Being run by an ignorant government doesn't mean they're stupid. Look it up. It means we choose to ignore. We choose to ignore our homeless problem. We choose to ignore the fact that war has never brought anything but more war. We choose to ignore that this was a nation that was populated by peoples who lived to nature, who lived without destruction, who lived with life. And the Western culture, European culture, came and destroyed it and covered it and poisoned it and tried to claim it and shape it into that of man. The greatest asset this country has is in its natural resources. They are not to be exploited, they're to be used. This must stop. We need to come to awareness. We need to face ourselves and look in the mirror and be honest. I don't want any more alibis. I don't want any more compromise. I don't want any more bull hockey, to put it nicely. This is my dream. This is what I imagine, is somewhere where we live to the ideals of our founding fathers, that we understand that the Constitution is the law of the land. If laws have been made that are not covered within the Constitution, let's get rid of them, because all they're doing is controlling us and generating revenue for a government that doesn't know how to spend money correctly. And they don't do it other than by, oh, you're my buddy? Okay, well, let's make sure you get some money. And, oh, you contributed to my campaign? Oh, well, let's give you a good job. Or get you a good job, or get you a good contract. Here's another quote, and it may have been quoted before too. Any society that accepts corruption as the status quo is in fact corrupt. Think about that. It's not negative, it's truth. So, God bless America. Here's Mariah. I got to stop for a few seconds.
Well, that was very, very to the point, and I totally agree with that. I just watched an interesting movie lately called Surviving Columbus, which was about the Pueblo people in New Mexico after Coronado came through looking for the Seven Cities of Gold, which actually, what amazed me most is that, yes, I am younger, and it was just a few years ago I got out of high school, and where I just learned all this history, and I never, what we learn in high school is the history of the conquerors. I've born and raised in Albuquerque, New Mexico my entire life, and I didn't even know the history of New Mexico, of this land, this beautiful place. And it really saddens me. I think that's what actually what schools should do, is that you should learn the history of the place where you're at, then rather than the history of, well, I guess that's what you have to learn. Your history is written by the conquerors. That's what they say, right?
Yes.
So that's what we're taught, and we don't realize what the truth is. How could we have never searched for the truth before? It really shocks me.
Well, the truth is always there. You don't have to search for the truth. The truth is always right in front of you. It's being aware of the truth. Because that's you realize that you have what you call awakened, yes?
Yes.
Okay. Well, now I've already explained that it's kind of a misnomer. Well, yeah, if you're awake and not aware, well, what's the difference?
Right.
So really, what you have has become reaware, been reawared. And so now you're aware of the truth, which was right there all along, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Truthfully, even.
Well, kinda.
Well, but if you paid attention, that's being aware is paying attention.
Well, yes.
Okay, to that which is around you. So, although you were never taught it, it was available for you to learn.
Well, then, see, there was also things that I was taught and being aware and actually paying attention to what I was being taught, realizing how much it doesn't make sense and how the rest of the world can't realize that this doesn't make sense.
But they do realize it.
They just don't stop it.
But they're numb to it.
Ah.
That's what being unaware is being numb. And many, many people use drugs and alcohol because they don't want the awareness, because it hurts them to be aware,
yes,
of what's going on and feel they have no control over what's going on. So they want to numb it with drugs and alcohol or gambling or anything, television, anything that will take your attention away from your emotions that are telling you how messed up everything is and I can't do anything about it. But you can. But you can. The first thing you do is become aware and be aware of what you're capable of changing and what you're not. You know the old prayer. You know
God grant me the serenity.
Yeah. That prayer. I mean, why would people remember that prayer? Why? Because it's truth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And, yes, you're grateful to God. And ask for that help, that you be granted that understanding, mm-hmm, and awareness. That prayer is about being aware that of what you can change, and what is not within your scope of responsibility to change, not power, your scope of responsibility as an individual person. So that is the awareness. That is why this was in front of me all the time. Why didn't I see it? And the reason you didn't see it is because it was not reality to you, because you were afraid that it might hurt.
Mm-hmm.
That it might hurt to let yourself feel what your brothers and sisters are feeling. And this is truly what our communication is as human beings. Okay? We've denied it. We've denied it and saying, no, you have to be analytical. You have to use your mind. You have to just don't don't go by your emotions because they're not worthy of your attention. Wrong. What's not worthy of your attention is the frivolous things that your mind spins with. That is not worthy of your attention. Now, if it's coming to awareness through using discernment from your perceptions that you have of the world around you, yes, that's what your mind's for. But if it is to dictate to you that your feelings don't matter, that the feelings you have are inconsequential, well, mind, go away. I'd rather lose my mind. I'll just keep my heart. Okay? And it doesn't mean, like I said, it doesn't mean to be ditzy. It doesn't mean to be, I'll kiss the trees and that'll make them all grow better. It might, but that's not for me. It might be for somebody else. But it's not that. It's being aware, using your emotions for what they were designed for your happiness, your contentment, your understanding, and to improve your perceptions so that you may exist in this world in harmony with your environment. And you tell me, what's more basic than that? And why should you be taught not to do that? Probably because if you're not taught to do that, you're dependent. And when you're dependent, you can be controlled. And when you can be controlled, you will be. And when you are, you're a slave. Bottom line, that's what it gets down to. What do you think, Mariah?
Absolutely truth. I think that
Stop that thinking stuff. What do you feel?
I feel, yeah. I feel like when you, it is like you're pretty much in slavery. It's like, you know, I've said it so many times, it's like being brainwashed, but you're not brainwashed because you're not different before. It's just how you're raised. We are raised in a world today that is just, it's like, I don't know, I can't explain it. It's like being born into slavery. And all you're taught is that's okay, it's right. And nobody stands up for it. Nobody, where it's like everybody's blind to it. But not everybody now, because people are waking up, and thank goodness. I can't wait till everybody's awake, really.
Well, don't hold your breath. The reality is, the truth is, that many, 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 many people will not awaken. Does that mean we're doomed because those people aren't awakened? No. It really doesn't. What it means is those of us who are aware must take the steps, be the shepherds for those who are not aware, be the sheepdog for those sheep who don't understand or see the wolves in sheep's clothing. Point them out. Not cry wolf, not with fear, but with love. With humor. Look at that stupid wolf. He looks silly in that sheep's clothes. And once they're laughed at, they slink away because they're cowards at heart. And that's truly what the whole thing about not living to your emotions can be boiled down to. It's pretty cowardly to not live to your full potential.
Yeah.
And it's not right to not live to your full potential, not only for yourself, but to humanity, because each one of us has something that we do that enhances the existence of humanity. Each one of us is important. Each one of us can make the difference. I was thinking of something the other day, and when I think, I mean I was gaining impressions of, well, I lost my train of thought, and that's something. That's what I get for not thinking, damn it. Lost the feeling. Anyway, it was that if you live in fear and you react in fear and you pose and thrust your chest out in fear, it doesn't matter what you call yourself, you're still a coward. And to preemptively strike a country because you fear they may be a threat in the future is a cowardly act.
And wrong.
And I think back and I look at the backgrounds of those people who have made these decisions, and one thing stands out as glaringly obvious. They have never had to put their lives on the line. They're book-learned warriors. Sorry, they're cowards. It takes no integrity or honor at all to sign a piece of paper ordering people to go and fight to the death. It would, if there was any semblance of understanding from that person, if it was a heart-wrenching thing that was necessary because the balance of whatever was in there that you, no other choice, because all other things have been used. So think about that. I don't want to be negative. It's not negative. It's just obvious. It's so obvious. And, you know, it's not a good thing. And it needs to change. And we need to change it, folks. So in any event, that's the way I feel. And I will always say what I feel. That is truth. I mean, and that's just the way it is. And, you know, we're getting ready to sign off. And I hope you've enjoyed this. I wish some of you would have called. Please call us. Please call us and let us know what you're thinking and feeling. I'll give you an update that next week we'll have a guest, very special guest, James Gilliland, who has a show on this network, As You Wish Radio, on Saturday evenings. Very, very truthful, aware person. And he will be on next week on the 16th. And we hope you'll join us then and perhaps call us. And I'm looking forward to the conversation with James, and I'm sure Mariah is too.
Oh, yeah.
And she is, he is someone who is, gets it. And one more time, as we sign off, let's say a prayer. Let's imagine. Let's imagine peace.